Shir number 13. We're continuing in the milos that the Baal HaBitochen has. Ba'achas ha'tayalo is sh'ha'bitochen maybe la'avodas Hashem. And another reason and a purpose and advantage that Bitochen has that helps a person to avodas Hashem. He sh'ha'bitach ba'Hashem im ha'moyne harav v'ne ha'oysay miliv'tach ba'Hashem. That if a person trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baal HaBitochen, just because he has a lot of money, just because Hashem blesses him with a lot of money, that doesn't stop him from being beteach b'Hashem. Mipnei shuloi beteach al hamamon, because he does not rely on his money, ela al Hashem. He relies on Hashem. We have to realize, the Mesil Sisham writes, every situation that a person is an isayin, is a challenge. He says, Oysher, riches on one hand, wealth is a challenge, is distracting. Oini, destitute is a challenge. Which one is more of a difficult challenge? Yesh Ladan. Some say rich. Some say being rich is a greater challenge than being an ani. But that could be argued. The Altif and the Vardik, he didn't feel that his Talmidim would be able to withstand the challenge of wealth. So he gave a bracha gedoyla ad ma'oid, a magnificent bracha, that all his Talmidim, until the end of their days, should be poor and not have the nisayin of money. That's probably why no one today is really willing to be such a Navardiker. They're mevater on this bracha that he gave. But many people have this bracha without being a Talmud or Navardik. And a person has to learn how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any situation that he's in. So the Baal HaBitochen here, if a person is blessed with wealth, he doesn't lose his bitachon in Hashem because he doesn't rely on the money. He relies on Hashem. The money is only a pikadon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has invested with him and given him. When a person views himself as a gabai, he's, for example, he's someone who runs a big fund, a big accounts, and people invest with him. It's not his money necessarily. It's not his money. However, like of a big mutual fund that a person invests money. So people give him money. He runs the mutual fund. He gets a salary for running the mutual fund. He gets more money in his salary, or he gets a raise if the mutual fund does well. But that's only if he does what his investors want him to do. And the same thing is with the person who is given this fund by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pikadon. He was given and commanded to use it b'tnoi misuyamim, certain conditions and certain goals, l'meshach zman mugbol, for a certain amount of time. So v'mamamim miskayim b'yodei zman rav, and if he's zaycha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets him keep the money for a long time, He doesn't rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. He doesn't use his money to not do serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he gives tzedakah, he doesn't go around and mention to everyone all the great things he's done by giving tzedakah, because he's just doing what the Baal HaBas, what the investor has told him to do. So why does he get credit for it? He's just following instructions. And Kol Shekein, he doesn't see himself as someone who needs to be paid back and praised and thanked and lauded and all these things. Adarabba, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used him as a shliach. Megagul and Tzchus Ayidei Zakai, Hashem used him as the conduit, as the shliach, lahetiv lahem, to help other people. So he says, thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity of letting me help. You know, you talk about the Panovich Rav and other big gedolim who used to go collecting to people. The reason why they were so successful is because they truly felt that they were doing that person a favor by being mezakeh him in Torah, by giving him the schus to help out. If you truly feel that way, now obviously you have to truly feel that way. You have to be such a Baal Bitachon to truly feel that way, and you have to be able to convince, or at least the rich person also has to have that view. But that's really the concept, that a person views himself as a trustee. of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, so he's not looking for thank yous. Adaraba, Adaraba, he's looking for, he's going to thank them for giving him the opportunity. You know, there's a mashal that they give. I think Reb Matzil Solomon gives this mashal, and he says, if you have two poor people, Reuben and Shimon, live next door to each other, and they both know how poor they are, and they try to help each other out. And one day a rich relative of Reuben comes to him and gives him $1,000 to help him get on his feet. When Shimon heard about this, he came to Reuben and says, maybe you could share the money with me. And Reuben was uncomfortable. He said, the money's mine. It was given to me. He's very possessive of the money. He wasn't able to share it. But let's imagine if Reuven's relative, when he gave him $1,000, he left him instructions and says, I see that you and your neighbor Shimon are living in poverty. Here's $1,000, $800 for yourself, and give Shimon $200 to help him out. You think Reuven would have a problem sharing then? He wouldn't have a problem sharing. He's not even sharing. He's not giving away $200 that was ever his. He doesn't view it as his. He would say, this is what the owner of the money wants to do, and I'm fulfilling his instructions. And that's what the Chavis HaLevavos is saying. Hashem gives us money not only for our own sakes, Avada, even in the mashal, it's 800 and 200. You don't have to give 500 and 500. Avada, a person's allowed to enjoy his wealth more than he gives to tzedakah. You're only allowed to give a meiser, a chaymish. You only could give a certain amount of tzedakah. But that you have to realize, that money is not your money. That's money that we are treasurers and trustees, who our job is to give it out to others. Im kesef tal v'zami, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. If you'll find yourself with some extra money, more than you need, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has entrusted it to you to help out other people. And that's what the Baal Bitochin, his money is not here to make him turn against Hashem. Adarabah, he's Beitech B'Hashem with his money. And if Chas V'Shalom V'im Hu Mafsid Es Mamaynai, he loses his money, Hu Lo Doeg V'Lo Mitzdar Al Heder Mamaynai. Most people are devastated when they lose their money. Mashen Kain, the Baal Bitochin, is not like that. He worries, and he's not so much bitzar. He thanks Hashem when he takes back his pikadon, just like he thanked him when he received this pikadon. Now, we have to point out, this is the Baal HaBitachon. The Baal HaBitachon, who used the money properly like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit, now it's someone else's turn, that Baal HaBitachon thanks Hashem. But if Chas V'Shalom, the person didn't use the money properly, he didn't give tzedakah, so then when Hashem takes it away from him, Hashem's saying, you're not a good trustee, you're not a good treasurer, the fund's not doing what it needs to do, so you're being demoted. That person, it's a whole different story. He's not going to thank Hashem for taking it away. Adarabah, he should try to work on maybe fulfilling what he's supposed to do. Unless it was a nisayon that he couldn't be oimed in, and he's thanking Hashem for taking away the nisayon, it was too hard for him. But again, that person has to be a b'teach b'Hashem. There's many ways of understanding and seeing this picture. But the true b'teach b'Hashem, who did what he was supposed to, and then Hashem takes it away, he's sameach b'chalkoi. V'loi shayef liris hefseid demeitzel acherim. A lot of times, people in pain, they want other people to also lose their money, because they're jealous. Why should I only lose my money? He has a lot of money. I look at him with an ayin ra, chas v'shalom. V'loi chaymer es mamaynish alaf adam. And he doesn't desire someone else's money. K'may shamar shloimai tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshai. The tzadik is b'teach b'Hashem. So no matter what happens, he eats l'sayv and afshay. He's very satisfied, and he's not looking around to be jealous of others and other people should lose their money. So that's the b'teach b'Hashem, that no matter what situation he's in, the situation does not bring him chas v'shalom against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The situation only brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.